Institute of Tropical Agriculture, IITA Zambia, set to inaugurate the first ever soybean speed breeding facility in sub-Saharan Africa. PF presidential aspirant William Mudola warns Makhebe Zulu against presenting himself as party president after court ruling. In international news, Belgian ex-official appeals war crimes trial over 1961 Congo leader's murder. Mutapa impressed with team spirit ahead of Malawi clash. With your upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Grace Wanji. Patriotic Front presidential aspirant William Mudola has warned party members against defying the High Court ruling that upheld the 2023 Extraordinary General Conference. Mr. Mudola has further cautioned his fellow party presidential hopeful Makhebe Zulu that his team to stop presenting themselves as PF leaders, saying their actions go against the rule of law. Speaking in a statement, Mr. Mudola urged those who resigned or took part in what he called a no-name conference to respect the court's decision and avoid actions that may disrupt the party. Meanwhile, Mr. Mudola has welcomed the judgment, stating that it brings clarity and direction to the party, adding that the court found the conference presided over by Mal Sampa, which was held under unique but acceptable circumstances. Mr. Mudola added that the ruling confirms the party processes, which cannot be undermined by speculation. He has since called for unity, saying the PF must now focus on national issues affecting Zambians. A civil society advocate has condemned what he describes as brutal treatment of a supporter of Honorable Brian Munduwile by police officers at the Anti-Corruption Commission in Lusaka. Kefas Musonda Mwape, an advocate for industrialization and national development, says the incident, which allegedly occurred on March 27th, raises serious concerns about human rights violation, and he has called on law enforcement officers to operate within the boundaries of the Constitution and respect citizens' rights. Ms. Samson emphasized that individuals appearing before investigative agencies have the right to be accompanied by relatives, colleagues, or legal representatives, and he has since urged the Human Rights Commission to investigate the matter. He further warned junior police officers against blindly following unlawful orders, stating that no official officer is above the law. And Mr. Kefas has also called on President Hage Ndaituma to engage the Inspector General of Police to ensure that police conduct aligns with commitments to end brutality. He cautions that unchecked human rights violations could create fear and intimidation, especially as the country approaches general elections. Ms. Omsonda reiterated that the police service must serve all citizens equally, regardless of political affiliations, and uphold law, order, and peace.
I would like to condemn the brutality and cruel manner in which police officers treated one of the supporters, the Honorable Brian Munduvire, at the Anti-Corruption Commission offices where he was appearing for questions. I want to call upon all law enforcers not to be taking the law and taking advantage of the uniform in their own way, but rather to do it within the boundaries of the Constitution. Citizens who appear before any investigative wing has the right to be accompanied by their relatives, comrades, and lawyers at any time of the call-out. What we see is a clear violation of the human right, and the Human Rights Commission must take keen interest in these events. Police officers are not above the law, must work within the confinement of the law, and no one is above the law. Let such incidents come to the end. Development can only be attained where all citizens' rights are respected.
Zambia Civil Liberties Union says Zambia's constituency delimitation exercise requires a balanced approach to ensure equitable representation. Union Executive Director Isaac Mwanza said all 116 districts submitted proposals for new constituencies, with some proposing more than one, bringing the total to about 120. However, he noted that only 70 constituencies can be created under the constitution. The situation, he said, will result in some districts not to benefit from the process. He therefore appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to not only consider population but also land size and development levels when making delimitation decisions. Mr. Mwanza warns that focusing only on population risk disadvantaging rural areas with large land sizes and limited development.
So the phase in which ECZ has now entered, this is the phase where the commission has to sit. The five of them, yeah, I think the five of them plus their technical staff, to look at the proposals that have been given by various districts and are submitted by the provinces. Now, they will look at different scenarios, because we only have 70 seats. We must remember that even though all the 116 districts, 118 or 116 districts proposed a creation of new constituencies, only 70 constituencies can be created, because the constitution only created 70 new constituencies.
In entertainment news, Zambian musician James Sakala has called for urgent action to improve monetization for creatives, saying the lack of structured revenue system continues to limit the growth of the industry. Speaking in an interview, Sakala said artists, content creators and filmmakers have a long struggle to earn sustainable income from their work despite producing content that reaches global audiences through social media platforms. He stressed that Zambian creatives are not restricted to the local market, noting that digital platforms allow content to be distributed and promoted internationally. Mr. Sakala, however, pointed out that without proper protection and monetization systems, many creatives fail to benefit financially from their work. He added that improving monetization could help address youth unemployment, as many young people rely on creative work for their livelihoods. Sakala also called for increased investment in the arts sector, including the establishment of the well-funded National Music School to support skills development. He says strengthening the creative industry would enable more Zambians to earn income, gain recognition, and compete on the global stage.
We've been trying for monetization. If that can be sorted out, that would help this industry a lot. You know, a lot of people talk about how no, Zambia tatuli wengi, we are just 20 million. you still want going to, you are not going to make money. It's not Zambia alone, especially that you've mentioned social media. We don't make this music for the Zambian spaces alone, or movies for the Zambian spaces alone. No, it goes beyond, because social media is everywhere. You can sponsor your creativity, and you sponsor it to be seen in America. You know what I mean? So wherever you are in this world, you can create for whatever market you want. You can create